Hello and welcome to the happiest competition on earth. I'm Zelina and with me is Ambi.
Yo.
And Jeffers!
Hey, people.
He's much more enthusiastic than I am.
I'm sorry, I'm just not. I'm feeling a little under the weather and my voice is screwed ditto. From singing, but yeah, we have another episode tonight, so it's gonna be good.
We have sequels, prequels, and home to videos. Oh my!
Home to video?
Straight to home. Oh my.
That's a new one.
Oh.
That was
wow.
A great flub there. I liked that.
Oh, wow. I was all into it and like, boom, okay. So, yeah, straight to disclaimer then.
Oh, we do not own Disney. Disney is awesome. We are just fans doing this by fans, for fans, 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 fans. Mickey, we love you, and I'm coming home on Monday! I'm so excited, you guys. You have no idea.
I hate you. For
going
the other...
back to my jungle with Pocahontas and Rafiki and Jiminy Cricket because that's where I'm working.
Uh-huh.
And I hate the second part of your lovely little trip.
Yeah, Jeffers doesn't know this yet because he wasn't in his phone. I got free tickets to Wizarding World of Harry Potter from my friends. So.
Wow. That's awesome.
I know. Yeah, so next Friday, while you all are sitting here hosting with next week's theme, I'm going to be, you know, Expelliarmus and Oculus Reparo and stuff like that. No, I'm totally not sporty. I would not play Quidditch. I'd be like the Hermione character. In fact, I've already picked out the wand I am buying. It's the Hermione wand. They better have it in stock.
So let's secretly like operate with her and like sneak up and like, I don't know, sneak in and crash the party. It'll be fun.
Fine, you want to pay $100 a pop to sneak into the Wizarding World of Harry Potter and sneak
I'm Mexican, we'll find a way. Head. Any trivia before we continue? Hamby?
There's another part two of the quiz on yninteractive.com is out, so go take it.
And with that being said, on to the show.
And our first contestant of the night is Princess Clary.
When somebody loved me, everything was beautiful. Every hour we'd spend together lives within my heart. And when she was sad, I was there to dry her tears. And when she was happy, so was I. When she
when somebody loved me, every
within my heart when she
And that was Princess Clary with When She Loved Me from Toy Story 2, which I love to death. I love this trilogy to death, really. It's a really good trilogy. Okay, this is something that's going to be that showed up throughout my whole notes was the fuzzy mic. Because you can tell when you came in the middle you faded in and out. At the end, it was probably your best of the fading. And also throughout the song, the volume of the fuzz kept changing throughout the whole song.
Yeah.
I know the movie better than I know the song, I'll admit. So I think, I don't know if some of the notes were off or not, but I think some of them would sound better if they were connected rather than, I don't know how exactly how to explain it, but if they connected to each other a lot better.
It didn't flow.
Right. Like, she like stopped early and then it just.
Selena's head.
Because it like stopped and they could have just, or instead of just stopping and they went to the next one, could have just. Said da 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 da. So pretty much like connect to each other. But yeah, flow is actually the best word for that. And that's all I have. But it was pretty though. It was pretty. Ambi?
I'm not gonna lie. I really don't know what I just heard when Selena was talking. I was like, I'm singing right now, but I'm just gonna sit here and nod and smile.
I'm not feeling well.
She's feverish. Clary, I thought this was overall very nice. I do agree with Sel that some of the notes seemed a little off for me. And it was funny because it's always seemed to be the same word. Every time you said, like, when she loved me, the she seemed a little pitchy. Like, everything else seemed fine. It was just that one note at the beginning of the phrase. And it happened two or three times. I thought the emotion was very nice on it. Towards the middle, the emotion wavered a little, but then you got it back again. It was only for a couple of seconds, maybe. And yeah, I have to agree about the hiss, because I know that your mic has a hiss, because we heard it back when in like auditions way back when, but it really hasn't been too horrible lately. This time though, and I think it's because it was a much quieter song that it just stood out a bit more. And it was weird because you'd be singing and all of a sudden the hiss would get louder in the middle of your phrase and then it would get softer again. Your hiss didn't like you this week, but that's not your fault. So bad Clary's microphone, bad. That's all I have to say. Jeffers, go.
Yeah, I have that too. So if you're editing it, just do like a quick noise removal or something. So, and that should solve the problem pretty well. So
unless you have Audacity, then you're screwed.
Well, anyway, Clary, I thought this was a great song for you. You fit the style of the song very well, and your breathy notes were much more appropriate in this song versus last week's one. Mm-hmm. Let's see. I have down at 58 seconds on the part where you said we had each other. It's had a kind of odd transition. And the first half of your bridge, your timing sounded a little odd, like a liberty, or you weren't really sure of how the song went. I don't know. Something about that part sounded a little odd for me. But overall, this was good. I liked it a lot better than last week's one. So good job, Clary.
Done.
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 And up next is Russ.
I remember a time when crime was sublime. There was plenty of loot in the lair. We plunder and pillage and ransack a village with nary a worry or care. Then along came this king with his soft-hearted dream, but he ratted us out in the end. So rally the troops, we were meant to regroup and return to our roots once again. Are you in or out? Gotta know without a doubt. I'm the one you need for a dirty deed. I'm the best. Success is guaranteed. Are you men or mice? Take a slice of my advice. You want a fearless leader, one that's strong and stout. Better vote for me. Are you in or out?
We used to be smart, yes, horrendously heartless. In a ravaging raid, we were rough. We knew that we had to be blissfully mad. Make a scene, but instead it is tough.
and we strayed from the path on our rigorous track. Now we're taking a bath in the dust, but we'll reclaim our wings, our humble beginnings. In turmoil and torture we trust. Are you in or out?
Double-crossers or devout, put your faith in me, pretty soon you'll see I'm the prince of generosity.
Are you home or friend?
Here's a path I recommend. You wanna ride to fame, I've got the fastest route. What's it gonna be? Are you in or out? Come along, boys, follow me. If you're with me, give a shout. I'll lead you all the way into the glory days.
We'll begin our life of crime and
you can stick with me or stay behind and pout.
What's it gonna be?
Consider carefully. Are you in or out?
So tell me, Jeff or Zelina, are you in or are you out?
He didn't really say a what, did he?
Well, have you never seen this movie? It's a lot.
I own this movie. Of course, I know it.
I love this movie personally.
I would have liked the original plot, but that's just me. The Maserati.
Right, so I'm in. It's Russ.
My attempt to try and like have a fun introduction rather than just "and that was Russ with In or Out from Aladdin 3" failed miserably. So let's just move on.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Like mix it up a little bit or something. Be the
we
cool
could redo it. We could redo it, Ambie.
No, we're fun. It's over. It's over.
All right. We'll do better right. next time.
All right, Russ. This was a very Russ song.
It is.
This is a very Russ song. I thought it was good. I really liked you have a really good evilness to it, because this character is a different kind of evil than most of them. He seriously is like crazy. and the other ones are kind of like, I'm a little kooky villain or something like that. This guy's like, just no, like this guy could be a serial killer if he was in real life. So congratulations, Rush, you were a serial killer. That sounds horrible. And that just came, my biggest problem with this is that you picked a song where you let the song do the singing, half the singing for you. Because, I mean, when you were singing like the solo line, it was great, but there was so much of that I was singing. I'm like, okay, I'm not even listening to Russ sing right now. I'm listening to the original vocals doing all the work for Russ in the middle section and towards the end there. And really, basically, I don't know, it just bothered me a little, and I kind of wish you would have picked something that was either that you would have picked something that was more you, like more of you singing, or if you had figured out some way to incorporate yourself into the back vocals, because you could, people do that a lot in this competition thus far, where they add themselves into the back vocals, but I just felt like you kind of, it seemed almost lazy to me. Jeffers?
Rest. Sorry. Anyway, Russ, I thought this was a good choice for you. I know last week I said your vibrato was kind of crazy at times, but I thought this week it was more fitting for the song. Like, you didn't hold out notes as long as you've had in the past, and with less vibrato, it in my opinion, it helped lose a bit of that classic feel you sometimes have, so it had a better fit with the style of the song. I don't know what it was. Something about the performance was a little lacking for me, but I can't quite put my finger on it. I have now maybe more authority? I'm not sure. Like the singing was good, and the performance was good, too, but it could have been better, but I'm not sure what it's missing. I don't know. But, Russ, I like this a lot. It's one of my favorite ones.
All right. I think your problem is you're trying to compare him to Jerry Orbach, which is a dangerous thing.
Maybe. Okay, Jerry Orbach's doing this?
Yeah, he played the character in the movie.
I did not know that.
He sounds like Lumiere in like a few parts. That's how I figured it out eventually.
The more you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. For me, I had trouble with the karaoke, but again, we said we weren't going to give you trouble about that. It was just the levels of your vocals versus the back vocals. And going on to that, I had to agree with Anne, because this was also a note of mine, that there was too many voices in the song and not enough of you. Because, if you would have done the back vocals, that would have helped a lot. But you've had more other characters singing than you have in this whole song, I think. I do think this did fit you. This is a very Russ song. That's all I have.
Okay. Then we're done, then, I think.
Done.